And I said to him, George, this was the proprietor, I want enough money tonight to pay 2 second-class fares from Cobar to Sydney, and I want an extra £2. Oh, he said, you know, I've got no money. I said, I'm going to give you the greatest roast when I go on stage tonight. I said, this happens to be a bit of a working class town. There's a lot of miners here. I said, and I'm going to make a speech. I said, and Bobby's going to stand on the side of the stage to get the money off you. He said, you wouldn't be game. I said, you wait to hear what I've got to say. And out I went. And I said, comrades, fellow workers, this show. And Bobby said, paying me. Two, he's holding up two. He hasn't got the £2. And I went for about a minute. Next thing I know, Bobby said, oh, I've got it. In his pocket, we went on with our act. We had arranged a lift, got the train at Ningen, got back to Sydney next thing. She said, what about your wages? I said, I didn't get any. But this was the rise which I wanted to say, well, we've got to do something about a union. But there's an act in this state now, coming from such things, that if you're going to employ talent, you've got to put in 1 week's wages at the contracted salaries, plus return fares from wherever you're going. Of course, that's pretty good. It means at least there's 1 week's pay always in hand by the government. If you work past a week without getting paid, you're a bit of an idiot, I think.